Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 8th of August 2011. All of the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So over the weekend, the BBC showed off its new iPlayer. Oh yes, it looks super gorgeous. It's a really nice glossy interface, and it's got all the things that you would possibly want to get to your favourite programmes from Auntie Beeb. It's going to be available for TVs that have got the integration for it, and it's going to be available on PS3 as well, and it looks rather nice. I've got to have a play with it yet though and see if I like it, because one of the things that it really does stumble on is the full screen, non-full screen thing on the PS3, but it's great. And they're also lamenting the fact that they really want iPlayer on the Xbox. I couldn't agree more. I want it on the Xbox too. And I really would like it on Apple TV as well while you're at it, if that'd be okay. Boeing is going to shoot you commercially up to the stars in 2015. Oh yes. They've created the CST-100. It's a little tiny capsule that fits 7 people in it. Don't fart, whatever you do. And it sends you up on the Atlas V rocket that they're working with. Their Atlas V rocket's really, really expensive. This capsule's probably really expensive, and you're probably going to find a cheaper trip with SpaceX in 2015. But it's not going to cost you the same as 2 weeks in Ibiza. So the price won't matter that much, I don't think. Connected Panel has come to iPad. Connected Panel is a fantastic application that connects into your aircraft, and your iPad geolocation services work with it, and you can also use it to record your flight telemetry and all that kind of stuff because of the gyroscope. It looks awesome. It's not going to survive a crash, however, so don't think it's going to replace your back box. Cambridge researchers have come out with a fantastic upgrade to finding new friends on social networks. Now, so far, they're looking at your friends and your friends' friends and seeing if you know each other. Cambridge have come up with an idea that what they're going to do is look for friends via location. So wherever you are or wherever you live, they'll look for people that are around and near you, and then they'll be able to pair you up with them. And on the picture that they've put out, it seems like it only looks for good-looking people. Mobile Me is dead. Long live iCloud. And if you're a developer, then don't worry, because you can now migrate all of your Mobile Me stuff over to iCloud. Now, I was bitching and moaning about this on Friday in the Mac show, and it's happened. You can do it. I'm a man ahead of me time. There you go. I've migrated mine over. It was pretty seamless, but you've got to have a developer account, so the rest of you common folk are going to have to wait till autumn. iOS 5 Beta 5 was out to developers as well. 5 betas into iOS 5. It seems like it's getting ready for release. Could it be out in September? Could there be a bash? Who knows? Oh, that'd be so super fantastic, wouldn't it? But it's there. And what was really nice was it came down over the airwaves as well. So I didn't even have to plug my phone in to get an upgrade. I love this. And Apple have got tough with some developers as well. If you're not a developer, but you've tied your phone to a developer account so that your friend can give you the latest iOS to play with, and you woke up this morning, it's not working properly, don't worry, you can reactivate it, but you'll have to stick the old stuff on it. They've gone through a whole load of developer accounts where it seems that developers have been selling spots to give out people iOS 5 early. And anyone else that they suspect, they've shut them down. They'll have to reassociate it if they want to use it properly, and it's just a mistake. And Lucille Ball was 100 over the weekend, and Google Doodles managed to put up a little TV screen with Google and a heart in it. Well done, Google. And finally, the news to end all news is that on Flickr, as I speak, there is one photo for every man, woman, and child on planet Earth. Yes, well over 6 billion images have been put up on Flickr, and they've managed to work out which one it was. It was taken on a Panasonic Lumix LX3, and it's a picture of a Mombrasia flower, and it was taken on the same day it was uploaded. Whether the person won anything or not, it doesn't say. If you've got a picture and don't know where to stick it, then stick it on Flickr and join our Bagel Tech photo group. You could be the 6 billionth and 1 person to put something up. If you've got a story, send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at Bagel Tech News. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Bagel Tech News, and we should be having a new website up this week, so keep your eyes peeled, eh? I can't wait, huzzah. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.